Major highways can be a very important way to get people to your business. What do you do when your competitor moves the road? Well, this man had a solution that brought him even more prosperity. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1750s, James Mendenhall, a Quaker living in southeastern Pennsylvania, decided to move south.
Many Quakers found their way down the Great Wagon Road to areas like this part of North Carolina, and opportunities abounded. Property was relatively cheap and relatively no taxation.
Sean Rogers shares the story from Mendenhall home place just outside of Greensboro, North Carolina. James eventually purchased about 700 acres of land and built a thriving business as a mill operator.
By 1765, he had built a nice house and a sawmill and a grist mill. And he lived here for another 10 years until 1775. And at that time, he and most of his family made their way farther south to Georgia to establish a new Quaker meeting there.
James left the area, and his son George took over the operation. And the already successful business grew from there.
George Mendenhall was a really resourceful guy. He was quite successful in operating these mills, but he decided to take advantage of the fact that the main stagecoach road through this area went right near his home. So he began to rent out rooms as an inn.
But George's success was not enjoyed by all. Others had their eye on ruining the business he had built.
A rival innkeeper didn't like that so much, the fact that George was siphoning off his business. So he goes to the Guilford County Commissioners and convinces them to establish a new stagecoach road.
That fact would not deter George, though. He laid out a new town along the new road, and his business continued to grow. But the story of Mendenhall is bigger than an inn on a colonial road. And that part of the story is next time, as we travel the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McRae.